support the death penalty.
I support the death penalty.
We will be prosperous if we embrace free trade.
Prosperity from free and fair trade.
All right, we're back here at All Action Sports Radio with Racetrack Online Editor Jason Weingand. Hey, Jason, we were talking about Mike Alesi and how those guys are shaping up the rocking the motocross world with their antics. Yeah. One person who's kind of slid back, who was rocking the world with his antics, was Dungey. I think he kind of slid back into old Dungey mode, don't you think?
I think you hit the nail on the head. We had a couple races of angry Dunge, we were calling it. But the results weren't good, man. He was doing what everyone has asked him to do, move people, push people around, get aggressive. But he had crashes and bad results each time. I mean, it's very easy to say, just hang it out and take more risks, but also don't crash. Very easy to say, a lot harder to do. It sure looks to me like, yeah, we're back to the same old taking what he can get, Ryan Dungey, which is a third, which isn't bad, but of course, wins would be nice. So this is the dilemma all the time.
Hey, podium. That's what he wanted, and that's what he got. I think we're going to see a lot more of this old Dungey going forward. Hey, Indy, this is the crown jewel. How do you see it?
Yeah, riders really like Indy nowadays because the crowd's really big. This is obviously a really cool stadium. It's only been around a few years. But the dirt is probably going to be the best we've had this year so far. They used to look forward to going to Atlanta. They've somehow turned the tacky, sticky, red Georgia clay into something slippery. But the Indy dirt is really good, and it has been the house of Ryan Villopoto the last few years. He's really excelled at Indy. So if he doesn't win this one, I think that really means something. You know, three in a row, not winning, that's one thing, but four in a row at a track he's usually good on, that's going to be significant.
See, and that's my first thought process, but you know what? I'm calling out James Stewart. I think he rises to this big occasion, and I believe he wants to tie that record, and I think this is a moment that he's going to not want to see fade away, and I think he's going to push for it really, really hard. I would normally go for Ryan Villopoto after three wins, but I think the way he's lost going straight up with these other guys, I think James Stewart is really going to push to get that win in front of a big crowd.
And he has to. He had all the momentum. If he had won that main event in Atlanta, he wouldn't be the points leader, but I think everyone would know he's the guy right now in the series, and he blew it with that crash. He's got to get it back now, or it's going to be too late. So, yeah, I'd say Indy and Daytona, these next two races, Stewart must respond.
I'm with you 100%. Jason Weingand, I'm out of time, but I'm never out of favor with RaceRex Online. That's my new tagline. All right, I'll see you on Twitter, and we'll do the race back and forth all the way.
I appreciate it, man, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, next week. All right, coming up, Mr. David Wise on All Action Sports Radio. And welcome back to All Action Sports Radio. you know what? Listen, I got thrown for just a minute. I was thinking about David Wise. He's on the line right now. And hey, David, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
You caught me in a little bit of football. I was like reading your credits and stuff like that, and they pointing to me, and I missed my cue because I was just like overwhelmed for you by the success that you've had in such a short time at 23 years of age.
Oh, man, yeah, it's been crazy. I don't even know if I can believe it's actually happening myself.
I mean, you're the three-time gold medalist in the X Games. You are like a trivia question. You will live forever in the annals of skiing as the first ever gold medal in Olympic skiing halfpipe. How cool is that?
Oh, man, it's crazy. Yeah, it's like, you know, you set goals, of course, and you shoot for the stars, but every once in a while you actually hit what you're aiming for, and it's insane, you know? Like, for me, it was a challenge to myself. Like, I love skiing. Skiing, in a sense, made me who I am. So when we got into the Olympics, I was kind of like, you know, I want to be the guy who is there representing the sport. Like, I feel like, you know, I want to go put on a show for the world and show people what I think skiing should look like, and so to be the guy who gets to represent the sport as the first ever gold medalist is amazing. It's a huge honor and something I'm honestly pretty stoked about.
And we're stoked for you. Hey, David, have you taken the time to Google yourself?
I haven't, no.
Do it, man. You are everywhere. I mean, there are articles after articles, your family, your grandmother. I think she's a rock star right now.
Nice.
I mean, she's getting so much pub. Now, is it true you're sponsored by Pampers?
It is true, yep.
Do we owe that to Nayeli?
I sure hope so, because if I was the one needing them, that would probably be a bad thing.
You are so true, so true. Now, you have a contest going on with Pampers, right?
Yeah, it's called the Game Face Sweepstakes, so you can post your kid's best game face up, and then you win a photo shoot with me. There's a couple other cool prizes, but it's just, you know, some little cute something that they're doing on their Facebook page.
Now, I'm going to step out on a limb and say you're probably the first skier to be sponsored by Pampers, right?
I think that's definitely possible. I'm not totally sure, but I would say I'm definitely the first, maybe the first dad to be sponsored by Pampers. The first, like, you know, action sports dad.
And you know, which is kind of cool because, you know, when you look at who you are, the media tries to peg you. They try to put you in a slot. And what they've done to Sage Katzenberg is, like, they try to make him the Spicoli of snowboarding. Have you noticed how they take what he says and they kind of spin it around and make him seem like some flighty snowboard dude? But you, they're going like, oh, he's stand up and he's a Christian and he's married and has a kid. He's too proper to be a renegade skier. And I think that's so foolish. You know, you represent all the good things that we want our athletes to be. You do all the things that we want our kids to do. And for people to take shots at you like you're too good or you're too goody two-shoes just pisses me off a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's funny that people, I don't know. I mean, I think people are just afraid of difference. You know, it's like whether it's good or not, if it's different, people are intimidated by it. You know, like, oh, well, I don't know what box do we put this guy in, you know?
But, David, you're not that different. I used to make ski films. I traveled the country, the world with skiers. You're more like the guys that I filmed than not. There was always a knucklehead. There's always a knucklehead, you know? But you are the guy that I spent more time with, you know, other than these guys that the media want you to be, you know? I guess,
right. Yeah, fair enough. I may be different from... you know, the young mold of a skier, but I'm no different from a million skiers before me. I agree.
No, you are different. You're swinging a gold medal in a half pipe. You're the standard, brother. You're the standard. Now, you got to go to Disneyland. Dreams do come true. What was better, Disneyland or Sochi?
Well, you know, it's two different dreams because you know, Sochi is a huge thing, a huge accomplishment in my skiing career, but being able to spend the whole day with my family, and we got, like, VIP access, man. We didn't wait any lines. We didn't do, you know, we were taken care of. So I got to take my little girl, and she got to meet Winnie the Pooh and Tigger and just have the time of her life. So that's the fulfillment of another dream, you know. I was, like, kind of looking at my wife yesterday, and it's like, it's kind of funny that this is the way I'm spending my day after all this media madness and finishing the Olympics and coming home. Like, I'm spending the day at Disneyland with my family, but I wouldn't rather do anything else. You know, it was a good time for sure.
Now that is phenomenal. Now, your wife, was it her idea to put the photo of Nayeli on those sticks and wave them around? Whose idea was that?
That was her idea. Yeah,
fantastic. What a good woman.
I know. Yeah, she's a winner, man. There's a reason I got married young, and it's not because I was looking to. It's just because I found the best girl in the world, and I wanted to lock her down before somebody else did.
Well, Alexander, from all of us here, you did good, kid. You did real good. You did real good. Hey, we're coming up on our break, and we have more to talk about with David Weiss, Olympic gold medal winner in a half pipe. We're going to talk about the conditions. We're going to talk about your future, because we talked last on the show, and something very, very cool happened for you, and we talked about it previously on All Action Sports Radio when you were here before you went to Sochi. But we'll talk about that and more with David Weiss here on All Action Sports Radio. We'll be back. Started out fast and ended so quick. For weeks on end, I was so sick. So the next time I start to reminisce, remind me to remember to forget. I quit you. You can't quit me. I was the one that set you free. Oh, I see. You got somebody new.